Hello, I'm Jonathan Earnshaw, Joint Chief Editor of BJS British Journal of Surgery. I'm here to introduce you to the May edition of BJS. Have you noticed how life gradually gets more complicated? Appendicitis used to be so easy. Just have your appendix taken out surgically and it's all over. The recent fashion for treating uncomplicated appendicitis with antibiotics and deferring surgery has been tested in a number of randomised trials, which have now been subject to meta-analysis in BJS. The conclusions have raised a lot of interest in a paper that's had more coverage than most BJS papers, particularly in the social media. The authors from Finland conclude that patients should no longer automatically be offered surgery. Patients will need to consider whether they prefer immediate surgery with the known small risk of complications and the subsequent convalescence. Or they could have antibiotic therapy initially, with an 8% risk of needing surgery within a month and a 22% chance within a year. A lucky 70% would avoid surgery for at least a year. Choices, choices, and no doubt a complicated consent process will be needed. Elsewhere, colorectal surgeons report their efforts to manage difficult issues within their specialty. In the leading article, Dattani and Moran from Basingstoke, UK, explore what to do if neoadjuvant chemoradiotherapy for rectal cancer results in a complete response. Should you operate anyway, or is there a role for watch and wait to see if the tumour is really cured? The authors argue for a randomised trial, but do enough surgeons have equipoise? At least there is now evidence that if the tumour returns in this situation, it can still be salvaged by surgery. At the other end of the spectrum, surgeons from the MD Anderson Cancer Centre describe the impact of multimodal therapy for recurrent rectal cancer. The increasing use of preoperative chemoradiotherapy, salvage resection with curative intent, including intraoperative radiotherapy, has improved 5-year survival rates over time up to 50% in the last cohort studied. Breast surgeons will find two useful reviews, both from the Netherlands, in this month's BJS. The value of ductoscopy was assessed for women with nipple discharge. The authors conclude that although over 90% of tumours can be detected, the technique cannot reliably discriminate between benign and malignant disease. And in the second paper, a meta-analysis, it was concluded that cytological findings of core needle biopsy correlated pretty well with histological findings on subsequent biopsy. Any incorrect grading had little clinical effect on the management of breast cancer. The randomised trial in the May BJS considers a comparison between internal and external pancreatic duct stenting after pancreatic resection. The study from Seoul in Korea consisted of 328 patients and shows that one of the techniques was superior in reducing postoperative pancreatic fistula. There are three grouped papers looking at prognostic features after surgical hepatectomy. The first examines serum alpha fetal protein levels, the second albumin bilirubin ratio, and the third looks at coagulation factors. They make interesting reading for hepatic surgeons. A couple of other papers deserve a special mention. Atima and colleagues from Amsterdam, the Netherlands, describe 89 patients with intestinal failure treated in a specialised unit. With multimodal treatment and reconstructive surgery, it was possible for 3/4 of patients to stop parenteral nutrition. Swedish surgeons have written extensively on abdominal compartment syndrome. In May BJS, De Waela and colleagues reported the effects of decompressive laparotomy once ACS is diagnosed. After surgery, there was an immediate improvement in oxygenation and urine output. The authors recommend early decompression for these sick patients. Finally, I wonder whether there'll ever be an accepted way to prevent adhesions developing after abdominal surgery. In an experimental model, where bacteria were also introduced, Japanese surgeons found that new polylactic acid nanosheets were more effective than seprafilm sheets, the most used product so far, and controls. Now it's time for some testing in humans. Before I finish, I'd like to remind everyone about the BJS special issue on surgical infection for 2017. We're still looking for articles for the issue concerning any aspect of infection for surgeons. The closing date is the end of July and is approaching fast, so please consider submitting an article to ensure the issue is a success. That's all for now, and thank you for listening.